This Sunday, we begin a new series of our outreach collections. As most of you know, all of the money that we collect at our Sunday services goes for good works and causes beyond our congregation that we feel support and extend our Unitarian Universalist principles and values. We do have a committee that picks out a group to be the recipient for either 1 to 2 months. So for December and January, our outreach collections will be for the fuel assistance program for Southern New Hampshire services, something very much needed as we now move into a New England winter, however balmy the month of November may have been. To tell us a little bit about that program, a representative from that organization, very happy to welcome Louise Bergeron. So Louise.
Thank you, and good morning to everyone here. I broke my don't work on Sunday rule today to come to address this congregation because you have been so generous in the past, and I wanted to give you my heartfelt thank you for the number of people in our community that you have helped. You may not know them personally. Some of them you may know, but you don't know you help them. But the gift that you have given is the gift of warmth, the gift of security, the gift of peace, and sometimes even a little bit of joy in our community. This year, our need is greater than ever. If you've been listening to the news, or actually it was mentioned on television this morning, that we are uncertain in the state of New Hampshire how much money we're going to be getting. What has been awarded to this date is less than half of what we used last year. And we used it all last year. They are making a decision at the State House. You will be hearing about it in the next few days. How the money that the state of New Hampshire has received will be used. And most likely, everyone who is eligible will not get served unless additional funds come to the state. And that is why your gift is so important, because it helps us to fill the cracks that we don't want people to fall through. It takes about an average of 800 gallons of fuel to heat a New Hampshire home. At the best time, a fuel assistance average benefit would purchase 200 gallons. That leaves an awful big gap, and I know there are people here who heat with deliverable fuels who know how the cost has risen. I've been doing this for 18 years, and someday I'll write a book because I don't have to make up stories. When they say heat or eat, that's real out there. When I have an elderly person calling me to tell me that of the two prescriptions they have to take, they're alternating days, so they only have to fill one every month and can't pay to refill both. Those are real stories that I have heard. When I hear of little children bundled up in sweaters are fine, but 2-3 of them on top of their footy pajamas sitting around the electric oven to stay warm, that's not okay. So I ask all of you, and thank you again, and ask you to reach deep into your hearts and help the people that we are trying so hard to keep warm this winter in our own state, in our own community, in our own town. I will stay for the coffee.
I'm for research at the Hoover Library in Palo Alto. My mind keeps plugging and tugging at the riddle of this California area, trying to capture its essence, to define its differentness, to establish its relationship to that which exists elsewhere in this world. From this process, nothing emerges but fragmentary thoughts and insights, irreverent, exaggerated for purposes of illustration, none, of course, adequate to the purpose. California is outwardly one-dimensional in the emotional sense. Looking at the faces, listening to the snatches of conversation, one wonders whether there is such a thing as anguish, whether it exists at all, whether in fact there is even any anguish in love, or whether this too comes, is experienced, passes, and dies with the same cheerful casualness that seems to dominate all the other phenomena of existence. These people, these Californians, practice what for centuries the philosophers have preached. They ask no questions, they live seemingly for the day, they waste no energy or substance on the effort to understand life. They enjoy the physical experience of living. They enjoy the lighter forms of contact with an extremely indulgent and undemanding natural environment. Their consciences are not troubled by the rumblings of what transpires beyond their horizons. If they are wise, surely then the rest of us are fools. California reminds me of the popular American Protestant concept of heaven. There is always a reasonable flow of new arrivals. One meets many, not all, of one's friends. People spend a good deal of their time congratulating each other over the fact that they are there. Discontent would be unthinkable, and the newcomer is slightly disconcerted to realize that now, the devil having been banished and virtue being triumphant, nothing terribly interesting can ever happen.